Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. This is a recording related to our Sunday sermon. If after listening to it you have questions or want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. So the reading for this particular podcast is from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. We're looking at the fruit of the Spirit, and we've gotten through love, joy, peace, and now we're at patience. The reading is, Peter came up to the Lord and asked, how many times should I forgive someone who does something wrong to me? Is seven times enough? Jesus answered, not just seven times, but 77 times. This story will show you what the kingdom of heaven is like. One day a king decided to call in his officials and ask them to give an account of what they owed him. As he was doing this, one official was brought in who owed him 50 million silver coins, but he didn't have any money to pay what he owed. The king ordered him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all he owned, in order to pay the debt. The official got down on his knees and began begging, have pity on me and I will pay you every cent I owe. The king felt sorry for him and let him go free. He even told the official that he did not have to pay back the money. As the official was leaving, he happened to meet another official who owed him 100 silver coins. So he grabbed the man by the throat, started choking him and said, pay me what you owe. The man got down on his knees and began begging, have pity on me and I will pay you back. But the first official refused to have pity. Instead, he went and had the other official put in jail until he could pay what he owed. When some other officials found out what had happened, they felt sorry for the man who had been put in jail. Then they told the king what had happened. The king called the first official back in and said, you're an evil man. When you begged for mercy, I said you did not have to pay back a cent. Don't you think you should show pity to someone else, as I did to you? The king was so angry that he ordered the official to be tortured until he could pay back everything he owned. That is how my Father in heaven will treat you if you don't forgive each of my followers with all your heart. So, speaking of the fruit of the Spirit and patience, asking for a friend, how patient are you? Patience is hard, because if you're like me, then your patience varies with the person you're dealing with, the situation at hand, the time of day, and sometimes even the season of the year. It turns out that a hangry man is not a patient man. On the other hand, take me on a vacation to the lake and put me in a kayak and push me out into the bay, and I can be the most patient person on the planet. No worries. Be happy. We can do it all manana. But at other times, my patience is zero, zilch, non-existent, usually because of stress. Sometimes things are happening and I'm not ready. Something is not in place. It's a baptism Sunday and the baptismal font is still in the closet and there's no water to hose down the kid. Ah! So suggesting that one of the evidences of the Holy Spirit's presence in us is patience, well, I'm not very patient at all. A suggestion that I still have a long way to go to be exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. It's almost as if the list gets harder as it goes on. Think about it. After this comes kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Don't they seem harder to you? I mean, I can love you from over here, and I can experience joy all by myself. Isn't that wonderful? And I can be at peace. But patience, oh. Some of you know I have a small laminated picture of a gorilla in my office. It perfectly sums up how I feel sometimes about how things in life and in the office are going. The caption under the gorilla is, and I quote, for those of you with sensitive ears, you might want to plug them at this point, patience, my ass, I'm going to kill something. To me, that seems like a reasonable sentiment sometimes when things are going crazy. But patience is a fruit of the Spirit. So it seems I should be seeing evidence of patience growing in my life and in yours as the Spirit's influence in our lives grows and fills us. Nonetheless, it's a challenge. Did you ever hear the little ditty, never pray for patience because then God may give you situations to test it? Patience is hard, but it's part of being a spiritual person, as Jesus teaches Peter in this story about forgiveness in Matthew chapter 18. God is patient. I know it seems on the surface that the whole of the story is about forgiveness, and it is, but what it also reveals is that God is patient, because if God wasn't, our need of constant forgiving would have worn out God's love and grace a long time ago. Peter asks how many times we are to forgive each other. Boldly, in his estimation, I'm sure, he goes well beyond the number of times forgiveness had to be offered in the rabbinical teaching. They said 3 times. Peter instead, perhaps influenced by Jesus' teaching and Jesus' way of living with and dealing with people, offered up the very, very generous 7 times. But Jesus suggests that, in fact, as the people of God, we need to be willing to forgive 77 times, or possibly even worse, based on an alternate reading of the original Greek verse here, 70 times 7, or 490 times, essentially, infinitely. And that seems impossible. But that's exactly where patience comes in. God forgives us infinitely because God is patient. And we, filled with God's Spirit, are to be just as patient. Not to just let things slide. There is, after all, an accounting. But we are invited by the Spirit to be always vigilant for the opportunity to offer forgiveness to others and to ourselves. Because when we love others, when we are kind and good and gentle, when we see others through God's eyes, then we are most being like God. The fruit of the Spirit, according to the Apostle Paul, is love, joy, peace, and patience. And there's more to come. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for our podcast today. It's been fun. If you have questions, contact us. Let us know. We'd love to talk to you.